Hello and welcome to another episode of the Spodcasters. I'm Matt Tate and I'm joined by Shay Wildebor from JayhawkSlant.com and the Rivals Network. Shay, nice to have you with us today.
And it's good to be here. It's a nice, what is it, Wednesday afternoon, looking out my window, see blue skies. The Royals are starting to win a few games, so it's definitely good to be here. And football and basketball is approaching, so it's good to kind of get back into a rhythm and kind of start doing some things I enjoy.
Yeah. The Royals winning makes it seem a little more like last year, but I would imagine for you nothing changes year to year, season to season, week to week. I mean, this recruiting thing is year round more than ever now. Am I right?
It is. It's a never ending process. It starts now. They start getting younger and younger, and it's you've got more people involved, whether it be family, friends, mentors, guardians, cousins, aunts, uncles, whatever. It's a crazy process, and it always keeps you. I can't imagine how college coaches deal with it. It's just got to be. You always have to be on your toes. You can't expect anything to maybe go the way you want to. You have to be ready for surprises, the unexpected. But yeah, it's definitely it's become an absolutely huge business in it. I wouldn't want to be any closer to it than I am now.
Right.
In terms of, being a coach or, anybody else associated with it. It's almost gotten kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I know you have a son in heading into fourth grade, and, you always hear that kids grow up so fast. You see parents posting things like, he was just a baby 2 weeks ago, or how is he already a fifth grader, or whatever, that kind of stuff. So does it feel a little like that? I mean, 2-3 years ago, was this a whole different animal than it is today?
Absolutely. I'm just looking at it now, Matt. The thing that's really changed a lot is the shoe wars. I know that the Under Armour Elite 24,
right,
early on was like really a big kind of end of the season game, and now Nike has all of a sudden come up with a kind of like an overseas tour where they're taking like kids to the Bahamas.
Right.
So it's like, it's gotten to where, if you're affiliated with one shoe, you got to go here. If you're affiliated with this shoe, you got to go there. It's crazy. I mean, Nike, how do you get kids to the Bahamas? I mean, how does all that work? It's just amazing to me the dynamics of how everything has changed. It really almost kind of so quickly.
Yeah.
I can remember Perry Ellis was a freshman, I think, or maybe sophomore, maybe his last 3 years of high school. He was in the Elite 24. That was the big thing. I think Connor Frankamp was in there. And now it's like, now Nike comes in, they want to take everybody to the Bahamas, do their own thing. It's all about competition. It's all about what can you do for me. It's all about, hey, if you come with Nike, we'll take care of you when you're a pro. It's no longer just where you want to go to school.
Right.
It's almost, you're setting yourself up for the future if you're one of those guys that I'm fortunate enough to be in that position. So it's wild, man. The dynamics have changed. Everything's changed. It's just, I can't wait to see what it's like in 10 years.
Yeah, wow. There's at least three KU targets going to that on that Bahamas trip on that 12-man team, if I'm not mistaken. Is it more, or is it just the three? Trey Young is going, PJ Washington, and is it Troy Brown, the other one?
Well, yeah, and Quade Green, the point guard, and Colin Sexton, the point guard.
Oh, they're going
actually,
too.
If you look at it, yeah. If you look, I kind of put KU's targets at different levels. But if you look at all the levels, I mean, they've got Troy Brown, who's visiting for late night, that's going. Quade Green, a point guard, who's narrowed his list and has Kansas. Billy Preston, a big man from Oak Hill Academy. Colin Sexton, a five-star point guard.
Right.
PJ Washington, and then Trey Young. So obviously, Trey Young being one of the biggest guys.
Sure.
Yeah, it's crazy. You got to get pulled in 20 different directions. I almost wonder if the kid's best interest is at heart, but that's not for me to decide. That they jump into where they want to jump into, and they're either going to the Elite 24 or they're going up to the Bahamas.
Yeah, unbelievable.
They're going to get showcased somewhere.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and it's only going to get worse, I'm sure. Well, we're going to have Shay on every week is the goal, to talk recruiting, to bring you guys as much information as he can and as we can, and just, you know, more than just spitting information out, we're going to try to just have a discussion about certain aspects of KU basketball recruiting. And you brought up a couple of point guards there on that list, and I think that that's as good a place as any to start with this 2017 class, because obviously KU expects to lose Frank Mason. Being a senior, barring something crazy happening, he will be gone to graduation. And then there's also the possibility that KU will lose Devontae Graham after this upcoming season. You know, that remains to be seen. It's definitely possible he'll be back for his senior year, maybe even likely, but certainly possible that he might leave too. So, Shay, let's focus in on this crop of point guards in the 2017 class. Just quickly, before we get too deep into it, who's the guy that jumps out most to you, both from a talent standpoint and also from a standpoint of maybe the guy that fits Kansas better if they can get him?
To me, I think it's got to be Trey Young, the five-star point guard from Norman, Oklahoma. I say that for a number of reasons. He's a guy that Kansas has been recruiting for so long. I mean, so long. You know, they were really kind of on him before anybody else. Probably, I'd have to go back and look, but I think the first blue blood to really offer him a scholarship. You know, obviously, for those who don't know, his dad, Rayford Young, played in the Big 12 at Texas Tech. You know, he's right down the street, or right down, I guess, the street in Norman, Oklahoma.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a blue blood program, close to home, familiar with the Big 12. You know, and I know he's got Kentucky. I know he's got Oklahoma and Kansas and a few others. I know Texas Tech. I know a lot of people seem to think that it's a three-way battle between Kansas, Kentucky, Oklahoma. He's never told me that. But, you know, I love this kid's toughness. He's 6'1", 170. You know, he can score from the outside. He can get to the basket. He's got crazy handles, diving dick. I just think he's the type of floor general that Bill would love to have. I mean, not necessarily a true point guard, but really a guy that can score, you know, can get his teammates involved, and above all else, he's a winner. I mean, he played with Mo Cannelly, played with Michael Porter Jr., who's going to Washington, who's the number two player in America. You know, so he's used to playing with guys at high levels, been all over the world. Just really, when I think of Trey Young, I think of a stud. You know, a guy that you can put the ball in his hands, he's going to score, he's going to make plays, and really just a winner. So I think if you're going to start your class with a point guard, for me, he's the guy that I would go with. And yeah. I know there's some guys ahead of him. Colin Sexton from Georgia is one guy. Trevin Duvall from Dallas, Texas is another guy. And obviously there's some other guys. But for me, Trey Young is really just the ultimate dynamic backcourt guard.
Yeah.
Everything about him, to me, stands out.
Yeah, very cool. There's been some talk about him possibly even going to Washington to play with Porter, whose dad is recently hired as an assistant coach out there. I mean, have you heard much about that possibility, or just basically, you know, the idea that it's you know, one of his six finalists is Washington, so maybe that will happen. Do you think that's even possible?
Nothing in this day and age, Matt, nothing would surprise me. But again, the three schools I hear most often are Kansas, Kentucky, and Oklahoma.
Okay.
And so that would be kind of, I don't want to rule out Texas. I don't want to rule out any schools. But I mean, obviously, I know his dad played at Texas Tech. Obviously, I know he had a strong career, was a prolific scorer. But to me, when I see Trey Young, I see blue blood. I know Oklahoma is not necessarily a blue blood school. Well, obviously, you know, close to home in his backyard. I think the staff there has done an outstanding job recruiting him. But I just see him as a guy that, you know, that's going to want to play maybe relatively close to home and play for a school that's got a chance to compete for championships.
Sure.
And so right off the top of my head, I mean, the first two schools I think about are Kansas, Kentucky, and then obviously Oklahoma has done an outstanding job recruiting him.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let's say for argument's sake and for this this podcast, let's say he does stay home. Let's say he chooses Oklahoma. Who's next? I mean, like you said, Duvall is all these guys are five-star guys that we're talking about, but Duvall's ranked fifth in this class overall. Sexton is ranked 12th in this class overall. Green is ranked 25th in this class overall. And you know, Green is a Philly guy, so that's interesting too, because you know Chicago, Philly, New York, those types of guys have obviously done very well playing for Bill Self and kind of understanding that grit and toughness that you need to play, especially point guard for him. So is there a guy that stands out beyond Young if KU's not able to get him, or is it kind of just a mix there?
Well, no, I mean, and also Tremont Waters, the 39th ranked player, point guard from South Kent. You know what? Until all these guys, I think all these guys that I've talked to have said they plan to visit. I know Trevin Duvall said he wanted to get in after the, I believe, Elite 24. You know, I know Colin Sexton's dad has told me they're going to get in for an official visit. Tremont Waters told me he was going to visit Quay Green. So I think really until the guys start setting up visits, it's hard to pinpoint how serious they are. I mean, to me, Colin Sexton, nobody had a better summer than Colin Sexton, the point guard from Georgia.
Right.
He's a guy really, again, that can do it all. You know, prolific scorer, a guy that can get teammates involved. And was just, everywhere he went this summer, he was a winner. Everywhere he went, he was on top of his game, ahead of everybody else. I mean, just a guy, again, I think that would come in, depending on what Devontae does and kind of who else they sign, that, you know, would obviously step in and play a major role from day one. And two, I need to remember, too, that, you know, they've got, Kansas has already received a commitment from Marcus Garrett.
Correct, yeah.
You know, not a true point guard, but a guy that can play all three guard positions, can score, can distribute, can play on the wing. So, you know, you've got him, too. So, you know, I think you can match him up with any one of those guys. I think if you're just looking at what others are saying on, you know, online and kind of around Twitter and stuff, that, you know, Duvall is a long shot. You know, really, they say that Colin Sexton might want to stay close to home. That Quay Green's a long shot. That, you know, Tremont Waters is probably a long shot. But with this staff, I don't know if really anybody can be considered a long shot. Nobody expected Josh Jackson. You know, nobody expected Andrew Wiggins. And obviously those two guys had strong careers here. So I think they'll just try to match up who they think is the best option to go along with what they obviously have. I mean, I don't know if you could go wrong with any of those guys. To me, if you can add a Colin Sexton, I think the staff would be ecstatic with that. I mean, just coming to kind of pluck him out from Georgia, you know, I don't think you could go wrong with that at all. That would be a huge signing.
Is there any chance they could get two of these guys? I mean, is that reaching, or do you think that could happen?
Well, with Marcus already in the fold,
right.
I mean, I don't know how you. I mean, if Colin, let's say Colin calls up and says, "Hey, Coach Self, you know, I'm ready to be your guy. I'm ready to commit." And then, you know, a week later, Trey. I mean, you know, I don't know how you handle that. I mean, I know they have, you know, 5-6 spots to give. You know, obviously, you want to bring in some big guys to fill some needs. So yeah, I mean, let's just say I would assume they've already got Marcus. You know, and man, I'm not going to say guarantee you, but I have a hard time seeing DeAndre Ayton, you know, spurring Kansas for as long as they recruited him. So you've got those two guys, and then let's say you add a Trey Young. So that's three spots right there, and that gives you maybe, you know, three more for bigs. You know, I don't know if they want to add another guard and leave two for bigs.
Right.
It just it depends on the combination of what they want to go with.
Well, yeah,
go ahead.
Well, so often, too, is it, like you said, if Colin Sexton calls and says, "I'll accept the offer," well, if Trey Young hears that, he's going to say, "Okay, well, I don't want to go there because that's their point guard." And so he'll start looking elsewhere. I mean, obviously that's not guaranteed either, but that happens. These guys are absolutely paying attention to what's happening, who guys are signing. And if you're Sexton or Young and the other guy says, "I'm in," and the possibility that Graham's going to be back, plus you already have Garrett in there, I mean, it almost would automatically turn those guys elsewhere right away, wouldn't it?
So, yeah, you can think, yeah, I mean, that kind of plays into it. And that's obviously that you're talking about, you know, different positions like Porter and Trey Young. But, yeah, that's also another dynamic you have to look at. I mean, if a kid calls up and, you know, if Colin Sexton calls up or Trey Young and says, "Hey, Coach Self, I'm ready to commit," you know, that could very well, you know, eliminate another top guy.
Yeah.
You know, from Kansas. So, yeah, it just kind of depends on what – I can tell you this. Wherever Colin Sexton goes – and wherever Trey Young goes, those cats are going to play.
Yeah, right.
Just difference makers at any level. I mean, those guys are going to be fun to watch. You know, they know how to play the game. They know how to run the position. And I don't think too many other guys are going to scare those two away.
Yeah, well, that's good. And, I mean, it sounds to me, and I don't want to jump too far to conclusions here, but you could validate this, I think. It sounds to me, whether Graham stays or leaves – it sounds to me like this is a good time because of this 2017 class and the strength at this position. This is a good time for KU to need a point guard or two, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And I always say, I know for sure, unless something drastic changes, that Collins or that Trey Young is going to visit.
Right.
And based on the conversations I've had with Colin Sexton's dad and Trevin Duvall's dad, that both of those guys are going to visit. So you get two of those guys on campus for visits, and then you got Tremont Waters, you got Quay Green. I mean, you've got a plethora of options at the point guard spot. And to me, if you look at the NCAA tournament championship winners, your guards win in March. Guards shine. I mean, you can never have enough quality guards.
Sure.
I mean, we've seen the last few years that Frank Mason has been absolutely run down. I mean, just dog tired run down. Too many minutes. Really kind of overextended. So yeah, if you can get some quality guards in here, some guys like to start off like with a Marcus Garrett, and then possibly a Colin Sexton and Trey Young, or maybe a Trey Young and a Tremont Waters, or any combination of those guys to get into that depth. Assume you have Devontae Graham coming back, you're going to add depth to an already really strong spot.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, real quick, before we get you out of here this week, Shay, and all good stuff, I appreciate it. Do you think it's likely that any of these guys will be ready during that early signing period in, what is it, mid-November?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. I want to say yes. You know what? I don't know. I don't know. Trey Young to me seems like a guy that would not want to extend out longer than it needs to. But I have no evidence of that.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's gonna line up his visits on five straight weekends or five out of six weekends. Until these last two end of the year games get over with and kids get back and start lining up visits. You never know.
Well, right, and obviously things change too. I mean, if a kid is maybe planning to sign in the spring, but then he comes to late night and he falls in love, all of a sudden signing in November is the only thing on his mind. So that there are moving parts and a lot of things that factor into that, and it's almost an impossible question to ask you unless you've heard directly from these kids, and even that, things could change. So, yeah, good.
Absolutely.
Stuff.
I would expect. I know obviously Marcus Garrett will sign, and I mean I could see a couple guys signing, but it's become so many high profile kids just have grown to just want to wait.
Right.
See what happens. See if a coach leaves. If just any number of reasons. So I would expect a couple guys to sign, but how many if I knew I would tell you, but I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah, no worries. It'll be fun to track, fun to watch. It's obviously your job 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's our job to try our best to keep up with you and see some of your good information there on JayhawkSlant.com. So, Shay, really appreciate it. We're going to try to do this every week. That's good with you, right?
Yeah, that's good with me, man. I'm ready to roll it out.
Okay, well, we'll be back next week with some more recruiting chatter from Shay Wildebor of JayhawkSlant.com, and we'll try to bring it every week, and we'll do a lot like we did today. We'll try to focus on a certain aspect, a certain theme, a certain player, whatever we can do. Obviously, today it was a certain position. And great stuff from Shay about a really, really good 2017 point guard class. So, once again, Shay Wildebor, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, man. Have a good day, bud.
All right, you too. And thank you guys for listening. We'll talk to you all next week.